Good evening, my dear listeners. You are listening to Guru Kedara English program. All the students from grade 11 and 10 are warmly welcome for today's program. Now, let's listen to some questions from past papers, then you can get an idea about today's program. First one, you are the secretary of the English Literary Association of your school. You have organized a singing competition in English. Write a notice inviting all the students of grade 9 to watch the event. Use about 40 to 50 words. Include date, time and place of the competition. Now let's listen to another question. You are the secretary of the Young Photographers Club in your school and the members have organized an exhibition at the term end. Your teacher wants you to write a notice to be put up on the school notice board, inviting the teachers and the students to see the exhibition. Use about 40 to 50 words. Include date, time, venue, who the chief guest is, exhibits, photos on wildlife, birds, waterfalls, etc. Children, I think now you have an idea about today's lesson. Duye pute mama hitanawa obata ada paadama pilibandawa adahasak athi kiyala. Ada ape paadama writing notices. Write the topic notices. Duye pute vishala pirisakata ekawara danun deemak sidu kirima sandaha denwim bhavita karanawa. Denwimaka pahata sandahan karunu ita pahadiliwa sandahan kala yutu. To whom, kaatad, reason, hetuva, date, dinaya, time, velav, place, venue, sthanaya, by whom, kaavisind. Dvipute, mama me sandahan karapu karna, ita pahadiliva, ඔබ ලියන දැන්වීමේ සඳහන් විය යුතුයි. Whenever we start writing a notice, we should write the topic as notice. දෙවොත්තේ දැන්වීමක් ලිවීමේදී පළමුව මාතෘකාව notice ලෙස සඳහන් කළ යුතුයි. මේ ඔබට capital අකුරු වලින්ද ලිවිය හැක. Now, I'm going to read a notice. You can write down it. Listen to me carefully and write down the notice. Notice. N-O-T-I-C-E. Notice. The English Literary, L-I-T-E-R-A-R-Y. Literary Association, A-S-S-O-C-I-A. T-I-O-N, Association of Pubudu Mahavidyalaya has organized, O-R-G-A-N-I-Z-E-D, organized a singing competition in English, full stop. It will be held on 2nd of January 2020 at 2 p.m. in the school main hall. Full stop. All the students of grade 9 are invited to watch the event. Secretary, English Literary Association. I'm going to read the notice again. Listen to me carefully and write down the notice. Notice, N-O-T-I-C-E. The English Literary, L-I-T-E-R-A-R-Y, Literary Association, A-S-S-O-C-I-A-T-E-R-A-R-Y. Double S association, association of Pubudu Mahavidyalaya has organized a singing competition in English, full stop, it will be held on 2nd of January 2020 at 2 p.m. in the school main hall, full stop. All the students of grade 9 are invited to watch the event. Secretary, English Literary Association. දියුපුතේ මම දැන් ඔබට දැන්වීමක සඳහන් විය යුතු කරුණු සඳහන් කරනවා. ඔබ ලියාගත් දැන්වීමේ එම තොරතුරු යටින් ඉරක් අඳින්න. First one, to whom, කාටද? Second one, reason, හේතුව. Date, dinaya. Time, velava. Place, emanattam venue. Sthanaya. By whom, kavisinda. ඔබතේ මම හිතනවා ඔබ පිළිතුරු යටින් ඉරක් අඳින්නේ නැති කියලා. පළවෙනි එක විදිහට මම කිව්වේ to whom ඔබ විසින් all the grade 9 students පද යටින් ඉරක් ඇඳිය යුතුයි. Reason හේතුව singing competition. You have to underline singing competition. Then, the date, it is on 2nd of January. Time, at 2 p.m. Place, in the school main hall. By whom, kavisinda, secretary, English Literary Association. මම හිතනවා ඔබට මේ තොරතුරු පැහැදිලිව දැන්වීමේ හඳුනා ගන්න පුළුවන් කියලා. දැන්වීමක් ලිවීමේදී කාරණය එහෙම නැත්නම් හේතුව සඳහන් කිරීම සඳහා present perfect tense හෝ simple present tense passive voice form සරල වර්තමාන කාල කර්මකාරක වාක්‍ය භාවිතා කරනවා. As an example, the literary association has organized a singing competition. The literary association has organized a singing competition. The photographer's club has organized an exhibition. The photographer's club has organized an exhibition. The health association has organized a vaccination program. The health association has organized a vaccination program. දුපතේ මෙහි present perfect tense භාවිතා කරලා තියෙන්නේ. The literary association has organized a singing competition. සාහිත්‍ය සංගමය විසින් ගායනා තරගයක් සංවිධානය කර තිබෙනවා. මේ ආකාරයෙන් සරල වර්තමාන කාල කර්මකාරක වාක්‍ය simple present tense passive voice form එක භාවිතා කරලා All the students are informed about the singing competition. All the students are informed about the singing competition. සියලුම සිසුන්ට ගායන තරගය පිළිබඳ දැනුවත් කර සිටිනවා. All the members are invited to the exhibition. All the members are invited to the exhibition. සියලුම සාමාජිකයින් ප්‍රදර්ශනය සඳහා ආරාධනා කරනු ලබනවා. මේ ආකාරයට present perfect tense හෝ සරල වර්තමාන කාල කර්මකාරක වාක්‍ය භාවිතා කළ හැකි. සාමාන්‍යයෙන් දැන්වීමක දිනය, වේලාව, ස්ථානය date, time, we call it place or venue. විස්තර කිරීමට future tense passive voice භාවිතා කරනවා. එහිදී it will be held on 20th Monday at 10 a.m. in the school main hall. උදාහරණයක් විදිහට it will be held on 20th Monday at 10 a.m. in the school main hall. දෙය පුතේ මේ වාක්‍ය හොඳින් මතක තබා ගන්න. It will be held on. ඉන්පසු ඔබට දිනය භාවිත කරන්න පුළුවන්. Held on. At time. At 10 a.m. 9 a.m. In or at. ඉපාද පද මගින්. Place. එහෙම නැත්නම් venue. ස්ථානය සඳහන් කරන්න පුළුවන්. It will be held on. Date. At time, in or at place. දැන්වීමක අවසානයේ කවුරුන් විසින්ද ලියන්නේ යන තොරතුර ඉතා පැහැදිලිව සඳහන් කළ යුතුයි. Now, I'm going to give you a structure to write a notice. යුත්තේ එම ආකෘතිය භාවිතා කරලා ඔයාලට ඉතා පහසුවෙන් දැන්වීමක මූලික තොරතුරු ටික සඳහන් කරගන්න පුළුවන්. මේ ඉතා පැහැදිලිව ලියා ගන්න නෝටිස් මාතෘකාව NOTICE නෝටිස්. All the within brackets to whom වරහන් ඇතුලේ ප්‍රශ්නයට අදාළව කාටද මේ දැන්වීම ලියන්නේ යනතොරතුර සඳහන් කළ යුතුයි. Are informed about, informed about, I-N-F-O-R-M-E-D, informed about. දුවේ පුතේ ඔබට ලැබෙන ප්‍රශ්නයේ දැනුවත් කිරීමක් නම් සිදු කිරීමට තිබෙන්නේ ඔබට informed about භාවිතා කළ හැකි slash invited to දුවේ පුතේ ඔබට ප්‍රශ්නයේ විදිහට ලැබෙන දැන්වීමේ ඔබට ආරාධනයක් නම් සිදු කිරීමට ඇත්තේ invited to භාවිතා කළ හැකි slash requested to දුවේ පුතේ ඔබට ලැබෙන ප්‍රශ්නයේ ඔබ විසින් ඉල්ලීමක් නම් සිදු කිරීමට ඇත්තේ requested to භාවිතා කළ හැකි within brackets reason හේතුව full stop it will be held on within brackets date at within brackets time in within brackets place අවසානයේ by whom ප්‍රශ්නයට අදාළව කවුරුන් විසින්ද යන වාග සඳහන් කළ යුතුයි. දැන් මම ඔබට ප්‍රශ්නයක් ලබා දෙනවා. ඒකට දැන්වීමක් ඉහතින් මම සඳහන් කළ ආකෘතියට ලියන්න. Write a notice to invite all the grade 9 students of your school to the monthly literary association. Place main hall. Date on 12th of August. Time at 9 a.m. Imagine you as the secretary of the literary association. දෙපොතේ මම ලබා දුන් ප්‍රශ්නෙට අදාළව කලින් අපි භාවිතා කරපු ආකෘතිය භාවිතා කරලා දැන් මේම ලියන්න. මම හිතනවා ඔබ පිළිතුර ලියන්න ඇති කියලා. පිළිතුර විය යුත්තේ notice all the grade 9 students of Mahasen Vidyalaya are invited to the monthly literary association full stop. It will be held on 12th August at 9 a.m. in the main hall. Secretary, Literary Association. පිළිතුරු විය යුත්තේ Notice all the grade 9 students of Mahasen Vidyalaya are invited to the monthly literary association. Full stop. It will be held on 12th August at 9 a.m. in the main hall. Secretary, Literary Association. Okay, now let's move to an activity. I'll read the notice. You can write down it while I am reading it. Then you have to answer the given questions. Dwebute, api kriyakarakamakata yomu. Mama obata danwimak kiyawanawa. E liyagena asaathi prashna walata pilithuru liyumu. Write the topic. Notice. Ashramadana campaign 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 will be held on 13th May 2018 from 7:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. to clean the village temple and the park. Full stop. Refreshments will be provided. Secretary, Welfare Society. Question number one. What is this notice about? What is this notice about? Question number two. What is the purpose of the event? What is the purpose of the event? When will it be held? When will it be held? Fourth one. What will the participant given? What will the participant given? Last one. Who organizes this campaign? Who organizes this campaign? Okay, children, answer the given questions by reading the notice. Okay, children, answer for the first question is about the Shramadana campaign. What is the notice about? About the Shramadana campaign. Second one, what is the purpose of the event? What is the purpose of the event? To clean the village temple. To clean the village temple. When will it be held? When will it be held? On 13th May. On 13th May. What will the participant be given? What will the participant be given? Answer is refreshments. Refreshments. Last one. Who organizes this campaign? Who organizes this campaign? Welfare Society. Tepute mama obata den wacana apili walata sakasu denwimak laba denawa. Ehi wacana niweradiwa sakasa දැන්වීම නිවැරදිව නැවත ලියන්න. Notice. The Drama Club / Alairak has planned / of our / school / to stage / merchant of Venice / it will / on 22nd May / be staged / at / 9:30 a.m. / tickets / available / at the counter / / all are invited / secretary මම නැවතත් ඔබට වචන ටික ලබා දෙන්නම්. ඒ වචන නිවැරදිව අනුපිළිවෙලට සකස් කර දැන්වීම නැවත ලියන්න. Notice, notice, the drama club slash has planned slash of our slash school school slash to stage slash merchant of Venice slash it slash will slash on 22nd May, on 22nd May, slash, be staged, slash, at 9:30 AM, slash, at 9:30 AM, slash, tickets, tickets slash available available slash at the counter slash are slash all are invited all are invited slash secretary secretary okay now I'm going to read the answer you should have written the answer as I say notice the drama club of our school the drama club of our school has planned to stage merchant of Venice, full stop. It will be staged on 22nd May, it will be staged on 22nd May at 9:30 AM. At 9:30 AM. Tickets are available at the counter. Tickets are available at the counter. All are invited. All are invited. Secretary. Secretary. The drama club of our school has planned to stage Merchant of Venice. It will be staged on 22nd May at 9:30 AM. Tickets are available at the counter. All are invited. Secretary. Okay, children, now let's move to a past paper question. It's on 2019 paper. It's on 2019 paper. Now I'm going to read the question. You are the secretary of the English Literary Association of your school. You have organized a singing competition in English. Write a notice inviting all the students of grade 9 to watch the event. Use about 40 to 50 words. Include date, time, and place of the competition. ප්‍රිය පුතේ 2019 වර්ෂයේ ප්‍රශ්න පත්‍රයේ දැන්වීම සම්බන්ධ ප්‍රශ්නයයි අපි සාකච්ඡා කරන්නේ. Okay, here you have to imagine as you are the secretary of the literary association and now you are going to write the notice. First of all, you have to write the topic as notice. ප්‍රිය පුතේ 2019 ප්‍රශ්නෙට අදාළව ඔබ ඉංග්‍රීසි සාහිත්‍ය සංගමයේ ලේකම් විදිහට හිතලා දැන්වීම ලිවිය යුතු වෙනවා. පළමුව අපි දැන්වීම ලෙස නෝටිස් කියලා ලියනවා ඉහලින්ම. According to question, ප්‍රශ්නෙට අදාළව The English Literary Association of Pubudu Mahavidyalaya has organized a singing competition in English. It will be held on 22nd of January 2020 at 2 p.m. in the school main hall. All the students of grade 9 are invited to watch the event. Secretary, English Literary Association. 2019 ප්‍රශ්න පත්‍රයේ 6 වෙනි ප්‍රශ්නෙට ඔබට ලැබුණු දැන්වීම සම්බන්ධ ප්‍රශ්නයේ පිළිතුර තමයි මම සඳහන් කළේ. Okay children, now we have come to the end of the today's program. Thank you for being with us, listening to Rajarata Gurugedara English program.